First, I want to talk about marijuana. You've created a task force to help navigate marijuana regulations moving forward in legalization. Why was it important to have a separate group outside of the legislature examining this?
Well, we wanted to get all the stakeholders involved and make sure that this didn't get disrupted on party lines. I mean, this passed in El Paso County as well as Denver County. So it's coming. We have to look at how do we best enact and implement what the citizens were voting for. And we want to make sure that we get public safety perspective. We want to get the legislative perspective, obviously, but we also want the citizens' perspective.
How much leeway do you see the state having when it comes to opening the floodgates versus being more measured about it?
To a certain extent, we've got to wait. No one's going to make massive investments in cultivation or distribution of this newly legal marijuana without seeing what the federal government's going to do. Right now, the law of the land passed by both houses of Congress and signed by the President of the United States is that marijuana is a legal controlled substance. There's just going to be a cloud over the legality of all this.
As you know, the Denver Post and Channel 9 News did an investigation on child welfare and found out that 40% of children who die of abuse and neglect in Colorado, at least in recent years, have been known to social services. There have been calls in the past for, you know, more state authority over the counties, and I know Democratic lawmakers are considering maybe a big overhaul. How open are you to significant changes?
Well, I'm certainly open to any change, but I think that the counties are as determined as anyone to improve the system. And no one's been able to demonstrate to me without a question that doing it with a total state control basis, taking that authority away from the counties, necessarily improves the system. Having the state take control, is that going to be more bureaucratic or less bureaucratic? It could go either way. And our goal right now, our system and the way the residents of our state have so far indicated that they desire the system to continue, is for the state to provide guidelines and the basic structure, but for the county to administer our child welfare program. So our goal is to say, all right, within that, how can we change the practices of the social workers who are dealing with child welfare and improve them so that the outcomes are significantly better? How do we get more transparency? So we now have a website and a database that people will be able to access. And ultimately, at some point, this will take a while to get there, on a county-by-county basis, we'll see exactly which counties are doing the best, which counties are doing the worst. That public information will provide real pressure on counties to improve their own systems.
In the past, you've talked about holding counties accountable. Is the state doing that now, and what does the state do?
Again and again, we have worked with dozens of counties, dozens and dozens and dozens of counties, and there is no flinching from the challenge at hand. And without exception, the counties are willing to embrace better training. The real key to remember is that any failure in the system is unacceptable, right? This is one of those places we have a zero tolerance for failure. We just got to keep working at it until we get the number of flaws and the number of mistakes down to zero.
You know, as you know, it's been a very dry, hot year. Is there anything you think the state can do to help ameliorate the situation? Obviously, you can't control the weather, but in terms of policies that might help moving forward, depending upon what happens next summer?
We're already working hard on conservation and how do we do more with less. We have to assume, not being able to predict weather conditions this spring and this winter, we have to assume the worst and be prepared for another drought, as bad as it is to imagine. But if we have another drought year, we'd be fools not to be planning for it right now. So we are. We're out there looking, and you know, you could build all the 10 more dams. It wouldn't do you any good right now because you can't fill them. They would certainly give you a little added protection when you have a drought. You would have 6 months or another year where you could still continue irrigating crops. And in real terms and in real time, if we have another drought, it'll be very hard on the whole state.
That was Governor John Hickenlooper. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Of course, my pleasure.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.